quasi-cerebral talk and tunes. This is Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Here's what we've got cooking up this hour. You're tuned in to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. We are the campus community radio station broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast on unceded stolen lands of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Kwikwetlem First Nations. This episode of Typically Tuesdays was produced on unceded stolen lands of the Katsi, Kwikwetlem, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations. And at Typically Tuesdays, we recognize the host nations as being the original storytellers and knowledge keepers of these lands, and we thank them for their stewardship of the lands and the waters. My name is Leslie, and have I got a treat for you today? Oh, the cool interviews with idols this year just keep happening here on Typically Tuesdays. And today we get to chat with somebody very, very exciting. Produced by Sato Fei Studios from Taiwan, this performer debuted back in spring 2024. She is a flower who one but herself. Her power carries the songs of limitless possibilities, full of emotion and heart. I don't know if that sounds all right. I'm just kind of riffing on your intro. We're here to illuminate, pontificate, and celebrate her work, performance, and the Taiwanese overseas idol scene. My dear listener, please join me in welcoming to the stage, Satsuna! Yay! Woo! Thank you so much for joining me on the show today. It's not often that we get to interview, on my show anyways, it's not often that we get to interview people from overseas, but you're here promoting your work. You're going to be performing in Vancouver, and I'm really grateful that you made the time for us today. Thank you for joining me here on the show today, Satsuna. Could you introduce yourself to our Vancouver listener?
Okay. Hello, nice to meet you, everyone. This is Satsuna. I am a solo singer from Taiwan. I'm so happy to come to America. Yeah.
Yay.
Yay.
Thank you for being here. We also have got another person here on the mic as well. Could you introduce yourself, please?
Hi, thank you so much. I'm Jared with Fortune Fair Productions, here to assist Satsuna for translation. Thank you so much, Typically Tuesdays, for having us. We're really excited.
Jared. Yay! Yeah, Jared! Awesome. Thank you so much for being here as well. Satsuna, you're here for your North American tour. Now, you are going to be performing at Kaigai Idol Pride Stage 2 here in Vancouver. As of the time of recording this, you're going to be performing tomorrow, but you were also performing in Los Angeles a few days ago. Can you talk to me a bit about your North American tour?
Yeah. I think American is so different. Mm. Yeah. It's very high tension. Yeah. Everybody, yes, says now, woo! Yeah, my fans is usually... Oh, yes, it's not good, but 他们很安静. Chill people,
Yeah, the fans in Taiwan are a bit more reserved.
Very high tension.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I am so, 你要怎么讲? 惊吓.
She's very shocked and very surprised by the warm welcome.
Yeah.
Was the enthusiasm of American fans.
Yeah, but I am so happy. And America things is very big. Yeah. Potato chips, too big. Yeah, but everything is so difficult.
Different.
Different, but very 耳目一新.
Just very brand new and an eye-opening experience.
Yeah.
Sorry, my English is very poor, but I will do my best.
No. It's great. I mean, it's very funny that you say that the potato chips in North America are too big. So big you can't even eat them.
Yeah.
Because, our sizes are very big compared to, like, East Asia. Yeah.
我算是亚洲女生比较高的了。 但我碰不到货架的最上面。
So, Sezana said she's usually considered more one of the more on the taller side in Taiwan, but here she can't like reach any ceilings or any like higher shelves in America.
Too big.
So it's a very different experience.
It's cool.
Yeah, big different experience. Well, it's good that you're here anyways. You get to try things out. And I'm excited to talk to you a little bit more about the Taiwanese idol scene later on. But for now, we're going to listen to some music. Let's listen to your first, your debut track.
Yeah.
It's called Not Juliet. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Okay. I use Chinese, okay? 这首歌当初在制作的时候是由浩哥老师做的曲这样子，那词的部分的话是我的前辈团体 Lunch Girls 的阿娘写的。
So when they produced the song, the instrumentals and arrangement was done by Hao Ge, and then the lyrics was made by in her former group, one of the members from Lunch Girls, Anyang. She wrote the lyrics to the song.
Oh, that's yeah, wonderful.
Okay. 当初听到这首歌的时候，就觉得它的旋律听起来就是很有意境，所以那时候跟阿娘稍微讨论了一下之后，就写出了它后面的词。那它的词的话，就是要硬要讲说它比较偏就是那种成人的性感的感觉。对，那它写出来的时候，因为它写的过程中我们没有这么多的讨论，所以它在写出来的时候，我看到我很惊吓，就想说。我要唱这个哦的感觉对
So when she first heard the instrumental, she thought it had a very special vibe and feeling to it, so they wanted to explore more towards the more mature or even sexy type of lyricism writing. And Setsuna didn't have too in-depth of discussions with the lyricist, so when she received the lyrics, she was a bit shocked and was like, oh, am I really going to sing these types of lyrics?
And oh, was, yeah. mm-hmm. I am a kid. 但我很就是 surprise、嗯、对，因为这首歌当初在制作的时候是比较以我个人的风格，就是在台上演出的风格去做一个歌曲制作的诠释。那在做这首歌的时候，其实本来有点担心，就是我的观众或是这个圈子的人会不会不接受这种的，因为台湾的观众粉丝比较多还是以王道系的比较活泼的那种曲风为主。
So when they were producing a song, both on the instrumentals and the lyrics, Setsuna was a bit worried that incorporating too much of her personal style might be a bit too different for the Taiwanese scene, because a lot of the Taiwanese idol scene still goes towards the Royal Road concept. For those not familiar, Royal Road is a bit like the traditional Japanese idol, very like upbeat, cheerful type of vibe. So she wasn't sure how the reception would be to this kind of more mature take or more an alternative type of music in the idol scene.
但是因为大家就是在听到这首歌之后，出乎我意料的就是还蛮喜欢这种曲风的，甚至也会跟着台下就是跟着节奏，然后台下会有一些就是反馈。我在台上演出的时候也觉得很惊喜跟很开心大家有喜欢这首歌这样子。
But Setsuna is very surprised to get a very warm reception from the Taiwanese idol scene. All the fans are very supportive, very engaged in the music, and even found ways to chant or cheer in this more sort of an alternative music arrangement. So she really received a bunch of the love and support on stage from the Taiwanese fans.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great to hear, because when I first listened to this track and I found out that it was your debut track, I was also surprised, like, oh, there aren't a lot of idols, female idols, I guess, who usually start off with this type of like mature feeling, but I really liked it. It left an impression on me.
Heavy.
Yeah, and it's good to hear that it was the same for your fans. So let's listen to it right now. Here's Not Juliet by Setsuna.
Just 象征什么话语，鲜红如 Chiffy 你的 lips 指尖忍不住有意大利，别假装明白我的暗语，想相信你所谓的爱，但不过是又一次的 lie。 你亲手画下的陷阱，就算心知肚明，却还是情不自禁的因你眼底的眼睛，看不你不舍闭上眼睛，在黎明你左肩头留下的红晕，还来不及褪去，伪装恶作剧才能留下拥抱过的证明。有 Amy 的电影午夜场上映，不需要再次的恋爱剧，就是 Hello Feelings 压抑的突袭，反而是恰到好处的自己，
is Bird Note. As he trained to be an arborist, Thomas Pulsum started developing two new interests. The first was birds.
My favorite bird is a robin, robin redbreast in Europe. Because when you're digging, a little robin is always following you around looking for food, worms and grubs and all sorts of things that you're digging up.
The other was building with Lego bricks. After a dark age away from the toy while at university. And then Thomas found these interests colliding.
I wanted to build something related to my work. And I had a eureka moment, which was a robin landing on my fork handle. So I thought, right, I'm going to build a robin out of Lego.
After building that European robin, he built more bird models and a name for himself in the Lego community. To date, he's made more than 75 species. And in 2015, Thomas was one of the first LEGO fans to have his designs produced as an official set. It included a blue jay, a hummingbird, and, of course, a robin.
I was really chuffed, and I was invited to a LEGO store in London, and people were queuing up to get me to sign the box and everything. It was very surreal and an extremely proud moment of my life.
To see pictures of Thomas's delightful bird models, go to our website, birdnote.org. I'm Mark Bramhill.
Welcome back to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm Leslie. So excited here on the show today to be chatting with Setsuna, who is a Taiwanese overseas idol. Setsuna, you're North American tour is the second time that you are performing overseas. And technically, you're, you know, in Vancouver, you'll perform a third time overseas. How does it feel just shy of 2 years after you debuted to be taking on these new projects and this big project of touring overseas?
我自己在对于演出这件事情上，在什么样的舞台做什么样演出这件事情，我比较没有特别的情感上的一些就是变化。对，就是对我来说，演出就是演出。那不管今天我在哪个舞台，今天是台下观众很多还是观众很少，我自己比较 没有这么的严重受影响，因为我觉得做好演出这件事情是身为演出者最基本要做到的事情，所以能够来到这么多地方，在我可能出道还没有几年的时间内，对，就是能够去到这么多地方，我非常感到开心，很荣幸，但是也并不会觉得就是这些事情会让我特别的有明显的情绪波动。
So, Cezanne said that regardless of whatever stage she's on, no matter the location or the amount of fans, she does her absolute best to bring the best performance to any audience. So she's very focused on the performance, very focused on being on stage, but doesn't put too much weight into if she's at a different country or at a different stage. That being said, she's very fortunate and grateful that she's able to perform shortly after debuting within 2 years at all of these foreign countries and is very excited to meet all of the fans. Yeah.
但是我觉得各个国家的文化确实还是不太一样，就是像可能美国人在台下的风格，就是他们应援的风格会比较嗨，那台湾人可能就是比较多就是那种享受音乐的感觉。因为刹那的演出不是那种会这么带动台下气氛的 type， 对，那能够体会到不同的观众在享受我的表演的时候的不同的，就是他们释放出来的能量，我也觉得非常的开心，跟觉得很有趣这样子。
That being said, Cezanne did observe a lot of the cultural differences from the fans between the countries because she's more vocalist or singer focused. In Taiwan, a lot of the fans are more reserved, more focused on the music or the vocal performance. However, the fans in America have been very passionate in the audience, cheering, screaming loudly for Cezanne. So she observed the difference in sort of the fans in America and is really happy for the new experience she got from the fans here.
Yeah, I appreciate your practical kind of view of performing and going to these other places. You know, performing is simply what you do, and it's not necessarily something that for you might not feel like super romanticized, but it's rather just the thing that you want to continue to do no matter where you go.
Yeah.
I really appreciate that, that outlook. And I'm excited for you to see what Canadian viewers are going to be like at KIPP too. I mean, I've only ever like kind of personally watch the idol shows in Vancouver, so I don't really know what the other places are like, but we're a very special breed out here as well. I think people are very excited.
Ooh.
Yeah, so maybe you'll experience some of that tomorrow. Ooh. As well. Yeah, I wanted to know also just like about specifically your image, guess.
Oh, yeah.
With regards to your voice, right? That seems to be a big part of your identity as a performer, as Cezanne. Can you talk to me a little bit about how you conceptualized this persona for yourself as the person who has like this unlimited spirit to perform and to bring some kind of emotion with her voice?
我自己的话，因为我以前是有当过偶像团体的，那是辗转之后变成了 solo idol。 对，那在中间的话，对于自己的角色定位还有自己可以表现的方式也有过迷惘跟就是一些不同的尝试，那现在变成了这个样子，然后能够在做自己的最大限度。我自己觉得我是一个蛮任性的演出者，因为我一直以来都是比较偏想做什么做什么，不太会去迎合观众的喜好，但是能够在这种情况下还可以被大家喜欢，我是觉得非常的荣幸这样子。
So Cezanne used to be in a different idol group before she became a soloist, andDuring and after the idol group and sort of throughout her journey, she was figuring out what kind of image she wants to put out to the world, trying to try a bunch of different images or approaches. But she wants to portray the image that she wants to show the world and not necessarily try to meet the expectations of the fans or the idol scene. And that being said, she's very happy that even though she's portraying her own unique image, that she still gets a lot of support from idol fans and the Taiwanese community, while not conforming to sort of like the traditional image of an idol.
而且像以前在团体时候的时候，团体对团体时期的时候，我在演出的时候会有一点就是怎么讲自卑感，因为我会觉得我的声音好像比较没有办法融进团体里面。大家可以唱一些比较活力可爱的歌，但是我的声线想要唱出那种声音会有点吃力，然后就觉得自己的声音是不是不太适合。但变成了 solo 偶像之前，有一个跟自己的声音的磨合期，有去上就是可能唱歌老师的课之后，才发现哦，这件事情其实是我的，就是算是一个比较武器，就是我可以用这个比较跟其他人不一样的声线去做出不同的演出方式。那变成 solo 之后，就更能够充分的去把这个对我来说可以是当成武器的东西拿出来变成演出。然后我自己是觉得很感谢支持我的大家跟没有放弃的自己这样子。
So previously when Setsuna was in an idol group, in her old idol group, she was a little bit frustrated because her voice can't really fit in the higher registers or what people traditionally expect from an idol group. So she was a bit dejected and sad trying to fit in with the group or trying to make her voice fit that type of image. However, after leaving the group and taking some vocal lessons, she realized that her more powerful low register is actually a very positive attribute and a very great skill to have. And now that she's a solo idol, she can focus more on developing and leaning into that kind of more powerful voice. And she's very grateful that the fans still support and very happy at her old and current self for believing in herself and believing in her voice and not trying to change that.
Yeah, definitely. It was one of the things that I really... Oh, I mean, I guess it's kind of like in your introduction, right? Yeah. It's kind of like in your name. You're a flower who blooms for no one. You're just doing it for yourself. Mm. And I really appreciate that kind of like take on being an idol. And as well, you know, I'm not a singer. I'm bad at singing. But if I go to karaoke or something, you know, my voice is lower. So I do like to hear female idols who sing in a lower register. And that was something that like I've just really been quite a big fan of in your personal work. Like even the covers that you do online, like the Harenchi by Chanmina, or like Ikenai Taiyo, those covers were so distinct and they had such a wonderful, unique flavor to them because of your voice.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that you didn't stop.
Yeah, you can sing my song.
Oh, I don't know. Badly, maybe. I can sing it, but badly.
You can. Yeah, you can do it.
All right. Speaking of music, then why don't we listen to more of Setsuna's tunes? The next track we're going to play is called Fu Yue.
Fu Yue.
Okay. Can you talk to me a little bit about that one?
赴约这首歌来制作的时候，是因为我认为我的制作人很擅长写这种比较偏情歌的感觉的曲子，所以我那时候就跟他说，既然要到冬天了，那我们可以来做一些就是比较偏单恋的那种情歌。然后词的部分的话也是请阿娘写，因为我觉得他有办法用最简单的词语去建构出一个很 emotion 的就是情感世界，对，所以那时候就是给他了一些想法，然后请他写出一首比较偏单恋的曲子。那这首歌除了能够去让观众们有办法去一些投射自己的情感在这个歌曲里面，也可以讲述就是我本人喜欢二次元角色的那种心情，对。
So Setsuna thinks that her producer is very skilled in producing more of the slow ballads or kind of love song type arrangements. Anyang from Lunch Girls, who's very skilled at writing these types of lyrics to invoke emotion. So Fu Yue is sort of a song about a unrequited love. So Setsuna hopes that fans can maybe put some of their emotions into this song and sort of relate to the kind of lyricism in there. Also another part is Setsuna's love for, I guess, to 2D or anime fictional characters, anime characters.
I love Amaki Linne,
So some of the unrequited love towards those characters.
All right, let's get emotional and listen to Setsuna's Fuyue right now.
你不会发现对你的喜欢有多么深切深埋在内心深处的爱恋一分一秒都在我灵前多想要跨越眼前直到界限听见力气是安慰感受着你双手温度带来了慰藉口是与谁划过了窗边
真正站到你面前，要传到多远？
在等你赴约。